Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting second. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The catcher, Danny Kravitz. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Don Larson. And now, play ball. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Del Singh. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball four. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene takes first base on ball four. Aspromonte moves to third. Francona moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Aspromonte scores. Francona moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Francona scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball four. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin takes first base on ball four. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball four. Hamlin moves to second. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hamlin scores. Tuttle moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Tuttle moves to third. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to third. Aspromonte moves to second. Ken Johnson now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keene, who is chasing the ball. Carey reaches third base with a triple. Kravitz goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carey scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson bunts towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hamlin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Delsing strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a line drive towards third. Carey catches it and throws to first to double up Romano. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kravitz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hamlin hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Carl Mathias now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Delsing hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keogh strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Mathias covering, for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Carey moves to second. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hamlin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromontii settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Morgan pinch hits for Carl Mathias. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Aspromontii is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromontii is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Aspromontii hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Romano moves to third. Aspromontii moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Funk now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Tuttle strikes out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Delsing hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Seaborn hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Held strikes out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a pop-up towards first. Seaborn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Funk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kravitz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a line drive towards third. Phillips catches it and throws to first to double up Kravitz. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Hale pinch hits for Frank Funk. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mudcat Grant pinch runs for Bob Hale. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin misplays the ball. That's an error on Hamlin. Grant moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grant scores. Francona moves to third. It's 5-3, Athletics. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-4 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards first. Seaborn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 6-5, Indians. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Davis now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Kravitz for a passed ball. Keogh moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Newcomb now pitching. Jerry Lump pinch hits for Bob Johnson. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. One out. Hank Bauer pinch hits for Bob Davis. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a line drive towards short. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Throneberry pinch hits for Ken Hamlin. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.